This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I'm going to give one away in 5 days. And you can get entered into that by going to YouTube, looking for Lock and Load Radio 1, looking for a video saying, I've given away my Boyd's Gunstock. And then, giving me a like, maybe subscribe. But you got to enter by talking to me in the comments. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Red flag laws are deadly because we've already had one American gun owner killed by them. And politicians are working tirelessly, both sides, to get red flag laws passed at state and local level. And they've been successful in states where voters have been foolish enough to elect them. And it's not over. More are likely on the way. With these laws, politicians are converting American gun owners into second-class citizens who do not enjoy liberties. They don't have the same rights afforded other citizens. Now, I know that for a lot of people, the whole constitutional thing is sort of quaint. It's a different time, Bill. Let it go. Where these laws are passed, the constitutional tenet of due process, which is a sacred right of every one of you out there, is suddenly withheld from citizens who choose to own guns. Now, this doesn't happen if you, if you own a car and you drive a car and you own beer. It doesn't happen if you are a person who actually has a mental health issue and you have a club, a knife, or any of this other stuff. They may take you in because there's law covering that too. But where red flag laws are in force, an innocent American citizen can be severely punished based on an arbitrary, unsubstantiated, anonymous whim. There's no investigation. There's no arrest. There's no criminal accusation. There's no conviction. So, absent any opportunity to state his case, nor refute testimony against him, absent any professional mental health evaluation, absent any species of due process, without any knowledge or warning that his legally owned guns are about to be forcibly confiscated, maybe forever. When uncorroborated accusations against you prove baseless and wrong, even deliberately dishonest, under red flag laws, your false accuser suffers no penalty. And using the same phony rationale, I wonder how long it will be before politicians in like manner demand the power to arbitrarily confiscate your car, your dog, your golf clubs, your knives, your computer, and anything else you legally own that you could use as a weapon. Opportunities for abuse of red flag laws, which of any law I've ever seen before, most laws as they're written, they have to be modified. These, they come ready to be prostituted. And that's painfully obvious. And if we had a competent and righteous Supreme Court, maybe we'll get to see these soon declared unconstitutional, but it's going to take years. And I don't have any interest, really, in being the test case. So between now and then, here is some advice. Stop telling people that you're a gun owner. Stop telling people you have a concealed carry permit. That needs to be a secret. Most relatives, coworkers, neighbors, even friends don't need to know. Don't talk about specific guns. Definitely don't talk about anything that could be considered military. Maintain a low profile and find other things to talk about. Guns you own need to be adequately secured and always out of sight. Ammunition boxes, loose rounds of ammunition, gun magazines and other literature, holsters, rifle magazines, accessories, all need to be kept continuously out of sight. Casual visitors to your home, office, or car should never get to see any of that. Most of these things I'm telling you, I can't possibly. Get rid of any gun company, ammunition company, pro-gun organization decals, patches, logo clothing, hats, bumpers, stickers, whatever. Watch your language and your general demeanor in public and in private. Don't say things that are likely to be interpreted as threats. Don't make threatening comments, even when directed at a third party who is not present. Don't become involved in family or neighborhood spats, particularly those involving marriage issues, child custody, etc. Be very good at minding your own business. Don't invite people you don't know into your home, including police officers, unless they have a warrant. With your door remaining closed and locked, you can talk with unknown, uninvited visitors through a microphone. Keep the subject of guns and gun issues out of the casual conversation. Talk about guns only with people you know well. Gun organization literature, flyers, etc. need to be shredded immediately after you finish reading them. Tear off address labels on gun magazines and shred them too. You don't want your residence address associated / connected with guns or gun organizations. When you carry concealed, assure guns, magazine carries, etc. remain discreetly out of sight. Open carry, even where technically legal, has become a really bad idea in this particular, except maybe perhaps in really remote locations. Try not to make any enemies. Be a polite, civil, pleasant, courteous person. Don't inject yourself into other people's business. At this moment, and I say this as I live in the state where Lindsey Graham is the senior senator, and he's the one pushing for all these states to get red flag orders right now. So this is a politician thing. This is where they're out there thinking, well, we might save a life like this. Well, no, you're not. No. So we need to approach this as we have no friends in high places. Now, the Democrats, particularly those aspiring to be president, well, they would like nothing better to make examples of some of us wielding the illegitimate power of their new red flag law. If you live in a state where this is a thing, where these are, if you're a gun owner and you don't know whether your state has one of these laws or not, what do I say to you? How do I put it to you? I mean, you missed the fight, and now if one of these knock on the door at midnight sessions happens at your house, you're going to become that guy, and that means you're going to have to let that happen and then be in the system, they would say. So, for the moment, the fight goes underground. But fear not. There's always a solution. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm giving one away. I'm giving an at-one stock. The stock I'm giving away is for the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. And it is an at-one. It is a zombie green at-one stock. Pristine, never seen the outdoors. Not outside the box, anyway. So, if you want to get in on that, it's open for the next 5 days. So that means it closes on Wednesday. If you're into that, if you want to get a chance at this, then you need to go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1, which is my channel, and look for I'm giving away my Boyd's gun stock. I'm waiting to post another video before this is over with. So go check that out. And check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One of the things about trying to figure out how far they're willing to go, and it's all going to be legislative, don't kid yourself. They would love to figure out a way to just kill us. I'm almost convinced of that. But, because they don't seem to care if we die. So, looking at what they do is always very informative for me. Now, with children, right? With children, there's an unwritten rule that everybody wants to go against. Even in some cases, this even applied in against Dana Lash with David Hogg. So there's one social rule for the wokesters and everybody else. Hands off when it comes to kids. Don't touch, get away, pick on someone your own size, or pay the price. Now the leftists, they understood those rules. They were very protective of the Obama daughters, even though one of them partied and smoked pot for the cameras. And in the flood of outrage that followed the ill-advised tweet from Laura Ingraham against David Hogg, teenagers are off limits. That's the rule. And since it's a reasonable one, with a lot of conservatives generally agreeing, although I do think that in the case of David Hogg, when you turn 18 and you're being an activist, well, you're an activist, pal. You're not a kid no more. Well, up to this point, right, there's been hell to pay for those who break that rule. And now we have somebody named Brian Sims. He's a state house representative of Pennsylvania who thinks the social rule doesn't apply to him. So unlike other people, he's targeted skinny teenage girls as fair game if they don't share his political views. In a video, he offered $100 to anyone who could dox them for him, putting their names and addresses and social security numbers, medical record information, phone numbers, email addresses, or whatever out there on the internet permanently. That's something that normally an anonymous, sleazy internet troll would do. Not someone elected to represent all the people in his district. But Sims not only decided to target the teenagers, but he did it with his face smooshed to the camera. And apparently it's not the first time he's waged dox warfare on dissidents either. But in offering money to someone to dox the teens, Sims in effect dragged a $100 bill in front of leftists to find out who these three skinny teenage girls protesting at a Pennsylvania Planned Parenthood clinic were. And I use the term clinic loosely. Because he wanted this to better to name and shame them, to expose them to harassment, and perverts looking for children's addresses and phone numbers to put them on college admission blacklists, the better to ensure that they never dare to try to express their First Amendment right to peaceful protest again. That would fix them. See, David Hogg, you know, he was protesting and he was against guns, which is, that's approved. And that's how he got into Harvard, not because he knows anything about getting into college. His SAT scores were way too low. Better still, Sims' act was designed to ensure that others in the wake of this incident didn't try either. If you killed the chicken, You're scaring the monkey, as the old Chinese saying goes. The kids in the video were hardly monsters. They were quietly praying for babies at the clinic and not blocking anyone from entering. They were not only utterly unaggressive and timid, they're actually very clearly kids. And yet these are the ones that Representative Sims targeted, telling his fellow leftists in his call to dox message that he was there to defend women. He's defending women by doxing girls. He was obviously bullying girls, which is some logic for defending women. And according to reports, he was actually out there yelling the most. And after a public outcry, which had to have been strong because even Planned Parenthood disavowed Representative Sims, Sims then came up with a malevolent new video statement, pretending in a few words at the end that he was sort of apologizing and would do better. And it was all garbage, because the majority of the video was prefaced by a long string of amazingly fanciful smears against pro-life protesters, unsubstantiated both in his recounting and in his earlier video. So he was so distressed by these brutal thuggy protesters blocking women's access to the abortion clinic that he couldn't help himself, and his calls to dox teens just kind of flew out of his mouth. He wanted you to think this. You're supposed to understand his disgustingness, given all the dreadful things he claims to have witnessed from pro-life groups in the past, which is rubbish. Pro-lifers ever trying to block abortion clinics or harass women getting abortions, they're hauled off in the paddy wagons, headed to the county jail. Turning himself into an infant as a good boy, as sort of an afterthought, he then promises to do better. And the fact that he needed to add that, yes, he was a Planned Parenthood clinic patient escort, but this time just acting as a concerned citizen neighbor, tells us he was probably hearing from Planned Parenthood, and the organization didn't want his act associated with it. And they probably had good legal reasons, too. He did something very endangering to children in the organization's name, and he's quite possibly going to get sued. And I hope so. I hope he gets sued. I hope they take every dime he's got. Because anybody that would go after children this way to try to ruin their lives, I mean, that's pure evil. You can't get any more evil than that. And, there is no doing better, pal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats subpoenaed Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and the IRS Commissioner on Friday for President Donald Trump's tax returns. Mnuchin earlier this week rejected House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal's request for the returns. President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10% to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he has authorized over $1.5 billion to help build more than 80 miles of more border walls. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a full pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace back gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm giving one away. I am giving one away in 5 days. Well, 6 days. 6 days, it'll be on its way. And between now and then, if you are interested in getting in that, you can do it very easily. Go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1. Look for the video, I'm giving away my boy's gun stock. Send me a comment, give me a like, subscribe, and you're in. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, this latest Avengers movie, which everybody seems like they want to go see it. I don't go to the movies. I wait till I've got a 65-inch TV now. It's big enough, so when it finally comes out, I just get it and watch it that way. Endgame is a conservative movie, just like Star Wars and Star Trek. Maybe not Star Trek. And, you know, those doughboy fanboys who go on to point out how the cinematic universe embraces collectivism, the characters all conform, have no money, and don't believe in God. So I guess Star Trek is a millennial movie series. Maybe not, though. Captain Kirk used to get the babes, and the millennials are barren right now. So maybe not. I don't know. But it's not like Avengers is blatant about its politics, as if the characters choose up sides in some sort of civil war. Now, actually, they did do that a few movies ago, didn't they? I'm not really an expert because, you know, I don't go to the movies, like I said. And, you know, how many Marvel movies has there been now? Like 200? I don't know. Anyway. What I mean is there's no partisan politics. None of the Avengers talk about digging Hillary, who would actually be a particularly incompetent supervillain. And none say MAGA, baby. Outright. But you can pretty much tell, right? Tony Stark. Trump guy. Captain America. That insufferable little priss. Definitely Beto. Defiantly Beto. The hot girl with the Glocks. She'd pretend to be all leftist, but she would be one of those leftist chicks who seeks out the Trump men. Hawkeye? Trump. Thor? Trump. The Hulk? Mayor Pete. At least in human form. But as the Hulk, definitely Trump. Most of the stars and starlets involved don't see this in their characters. The generic guy who is Captain America is a goofy leftist in real life. And the guy who plays the Hulk is one, too. And the guy who plays Captain Marvel is super tiresome. Always, you know, nattering on about patriarchy and privilege. And how it's racist that no one can tell the difference between her and that blonde in the Hunger Games. Her Sandra Fluke vibe comes through in the movie. And every time she shows up on screen, you expect her to announce her pronouns. But otherwise, it's played pretty straight with a few minor nods to political correctness. And at one point, some unnamed extra talks about his recent date and then, get ready for your minds to be blown, you squares. That date turns out to be another guy. But Captain America nods along unfazed because unlike us squares, he's cool with man at discretion group number 3's life choices. In fact, when Mike Pence, also known as Dr. Cisgender, sends his robot Jesus army to gather up gay people and drag them to his conversion camp in a hollowed-out volcano, Captain America will be right there to fight the homophobic power. The conservatism we're talking about in The Avengers, in Star Wars, and at least the original Star Trek, is a larger kind of conservatism. It's one that recognizes that there is good and evil, and that good is on the side of exceptional individuals rather than a faceless mass of the collectivist drones, like the Stormtroopers, or all those interchangeable creatures the Avengers smashed to bits. Government power is to be suspected and questioned, and there's often a conspiracy of bad guys embedded in the bureaucracy. The only difference between Hydra and our deep state is that looming doofus, you know, you got a looming doofus like James Comey, who tweets pics of himself standing in cornfields, which, you know, that doesn't seem very fearful for me. I don't get a lot of fear out of these. So in these series, as in real life, evil is personified in dictators like the cackling Star Wars Emperor or Endgame's Thanos. Conservatives despise dictators and their henchmen while the leftists swoon over them. But, my Putin. Wearing their little Shea t-shirts. Thanos, who looks like a buff Barney, is a particularly interesting case because he's an ideological fanatic. He wants to snuff out trillions of beings for his crackpot ideals. That's all leftists is hell. He's sort of a one-man space Khmer Rouge, forcing the universe to take a great leap forward. Sound familiar? It makes you wonder what sacrifices the adherents to the climate cult would demand to appease Gaia, the global warming goddess. First it's your cheeseburgers, then it's your Ford Expedition. What comes next? All right. Thanos thinks he's doing good. The Empire thinks it's doing good. The Bohr Collective thinks it is doing good. Socialists think they're doing good, too. At least the dumb ones for whom it's not just a power grab. Utopian fanaticism is a slippery leftist slope that always ends in blood, a lesson these movies teach whether they intend to or not. There is some collectivist nonsense in this series. For example, in Star Trek The Wrath of Khan, Spock dies to save the U.S. Enterprise. That's fine. This demonstrates that the acts of individuals rather than of the collective make history. But as he's dying, he says the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. Hold on now. As a moral principle, recognizing the good and sacrificing to protect others is good. But as a guideline for ordering a society, it is utilitarian nonsense for the credulous sophomores flirting with Marxism. The rights of the one must always outweigh the needs of the many. Otherwise, they're not rights. And Spock should have known that. Politics aside, apparently Avengers Endgame is a fine movie, a true Hollywood summer blockbuster that showcases the movie industry at its best. 3 hours long. Haven't seen it yet. It is resonating with the young audience, and the message of loyalty and duty and the need to combat evil at whatever cost, that's a welcome one, isn't it? And hopefully the audience will understand that the real evil in our world is not personified by the orange bad man, as some of the mouthier stars think. But it's in that recurring political herpes virus that is that Marxist ideology. Conservatism means you understand the difference between right and wrong. There is no parameter that says, well, it's a living this or it's a breathing that, so that makes this okay. But in this case, that makes it okay. The means justify the ends. It's either right or it's either wrong. And unwittingly, some of these young leftist actors that are out there trying to be this and trying to be that, they just play along with that. They just play that role. And I don't know. Sort of entertaining. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Hate speech. Now, okay, so here's another thing that they're trying to regulate: hate speech. Recently, we've been seeing social media platforms, very hypocritical social media platforms, crack down on hate speech, which actually means speech we don't like them, you know. And it reminds me of a confrontation recorded in the Gospels between Jesus Christ and the Pharisees. Christ directed attention to the longstanding Pharisaical pretension to be just and holy men, although he, in his omniscience, saw them privately indulging in the very vices they publicly condemned. Coming from Matt 11:23-27, blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you make clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but within you are full of rapine and uncleanliness. So you also outwardly indeed appear to men just, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Now, virtue signaling leftists would have you believe they are the most conscientious of people, perfectly positioned to lecture the public on matters of morality. But in truth, they defend and promote so many abominable injustices that it's impossible to ignore their rank hypocrisy. So, these most recent attempts of the left to play the part of public virtue police recalls an almost infinite treasure of liberal hypocrisy, like demanding that private businesses like Christian bakeries be forced to violate their own convictions of conscience by baking homosexual wedding cakes.
though not critiquing Islamic or homosexual bakeries for similar practices, while defending other private businesses like Facebook censoring or deplatforming whomever they wish. What's the difference between those two? Well, here at Facebook, we don't like gun people, so we're kicking you all out. Hi there, at Bill's Bakery, we don't like gay people, so we won't make you a cake. Somebody explain the difference to that to me. What's the difference? Or insisting that the government be allowed to regulate the most nitpicking minutiae of private life down to how many ounces of soda you can drink, while equally insisting the same government should never interfere in private decisions about your body, like, say, a woman extinguishing the life of her offspring in utero. Or lambasting the violence of hate speech while assaulting restaurant patrons for wearing a MAGA hat. Or demanding that American taxpayers freely allow aliens to illegally cross into their communities and blasting those who disagree as racist while themselves choosing to live in predominantly white, low-immigrant areas, building expansive walls around their own homes, and steadfastly refusing to open their own properties to immigrants when asked. Or pretending to be great lovers of science as if it seems to support the leftist dogma like climate change, while completely ignoring or denying what science has to say about the innate biological difference between the sexes or about the beginnings of life in the womb. Or confidently asserting that homosexual desires are fixed and unchangeable, such that laws must be made preventing homosexuals who voluntarily seek to change from doing so, while also asserting that fixed and immutable biological traits, like possessing a Y chromosome, those are fluid and changeable merely by changing your mind and identifying as a woman. Or decrying the state-sponsored execution of guilty murderers and rapists and terrorists while celebrating and promoting the state-sponsored execution of innocent unborn and now even born children. Or urging that we all wait all the evidence before dismissing obvious hoaxes like Juicy Smollett's stage hate crime while rushing to false judgment when the narrative fits a preconceived bias. Like those kids opposing and oppressing an American Indian veteran. Or forming the vanguard of an alleged resurgence in sexual mores and propriety toward women via the Me Too movement, while also allowing its Hollywood branch to continue pumping out a steady stream of foul and semi-pornographic filth that largely created and sustains the very rape and smut culture they now claim to decry. Or denouncing political commentary as causing violence against Democratic politicians and quietly ignoring similar condemnations after shootings against Republican congressmen. Or focusing keen media attention on extremely rare incidents of terrorism directed against mosques, especially if they think a right-winger did it, while studiously ignoring actual genocide committed worldwide against Christians, especially to avoid drawing attention to the Islamic origins of this genocide. Or obviously, obsessively fixating on suppressing hateful ideology that leads to violence, while fostering a new mold of political representatives who now openly advocate for socialism. Like Bernie Sanders or AOC, and that's an ideology that has killed 100 million people. Denouncing non-leftist politicians who use filthy words in private but preparing to support and vote for leftist politicians who commit filthy actions like fondling women and even children on camera. Or insisting on the provision of safe spaces for adult college students who may be triggered or threatened by hearing ideas which differ from their own while denying those same safe spaces in the form of single-sex locker rooms for minor students who may be threatened by actions from those with nefarious intentions. Or finally, forever attempting to restrict citizens' right to defend themselves with firearms while ensuring that their own political and celebrity leadership always be flanked by heavily armed security. Now, in a time of clearer thinking, an individual who manifests that kind of thought pattern without noticing the profound hypocrisy would be denounced as a malignant wretch, or perhaps certifiably insane. Today, someone like that is hailed as a morally irreproachable champion of progress, and even encouraged to run for political office so he can inflict his insanity on the whole of the United States. What makes hypocrisy and the leftist brand of it so galling and outrageous is the spectacle of a wicked man holding himself out as a teacher of the good. It's one thing for a man to cheat on his wife, but quite another for the same man to bid farewell to his mistress just before taking the stage to deliver a public lecture denouncing adultery. Modern leftist virtue policing is now arriving at the position of self-caricature, like Pablo Escobar had joined the late Nancy Reagan in her Just Say No campaign against drugs. Take just one example from the long, dirty laundry list already discussed. Abortion. It's a low-hanging fruit because even some leftists intuitively understand that murdering infants is hard to defend. And yet, in abortion, we have perhaps the best example of leftist hypocrisy straining out the gnats of their numbless petty outrages while swallowing the camel of mass slaughter. Imagine everybody I just described to you appointing themselves or selves your ethical betters and teachers on matters moral. And you have a portrait of the modern left-wing hypocrite. The cartoonish lack of self-awareness is shown by the liberal hypocrite was well summarized by G.K. Chesterton. He said he is himself more preposterous than anything he denounces. These are the people that would tell you that you don't need a gun to defend yourself. These are the people that would tell you that you don't, you know, you're not in charge of raising your own kids. These are the people that would tell you all manner of things, but primarily they would tell you just be happy with what we allow you to have. And this is the American gun grabber. All of them, every one of them, that is one common thing that everybody I just talked about has for you. Coming up next, we're going to be joined from Australia by our friend Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.